This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here in New York, there is a political party that goes by the name of The Rent Is Too Damn High. Sorry about the D word there, but that's the name of the party. Rents in New York City are up 75% since the year 2000. But a new report also finds the average rent in New York is now just about $1,100 a month, and that doesn't sound too bad. We asked Dan Bobkoff to sort this out.
Renting in New York stinks.
Well, the data from the report is chilling.
Scott Stringer should know. He's the controller, and his office put out the report. Here are the bullet points. Since 2000, median incomes are down, but rents are up far more than elsewhere in the U.S., and there are fewer apartments available to the middle class.
We've actually lost 400,000 apartments costing or renting for less than $1,000.
According to Stringer's office, the average rent is now $1,100 a month. But wait, shouldn't that be
closer to $3,200?
Ryan Severino is senior economist at Reese, which compiles this kind of data. But that $3,200 number only looks at apartments on the open market. But here's the thing about New York. More than 60% of rentals are public housing or subsidized or rent regulated. Severino says that can limit supply and
it can make apartments more expensive for anyone who has to compete in sort of the more competitive market.
And yet, people keep moving here. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.